Today's show is brought to you by Mervis Diamond. If you are in the market for a fabulous engagement ring, any of your wedding bands, or maybe you just want a great gift for yourself, head to Mervis Diamond. They have three locations, D.C., Rockville, Tyson's Corner. You can go to MervisDiamond.com for more. Also, we have to shout out our other sponsor, Waxing the City. We love them, Waxing the City Alexandria. Your first appointment is 50% off when you tell them, hey, Frasch sent you. You can also book your appointment. Just follow them on Instagram. It's Waxing the City Alexandria. And we love the D.C. Lottery.
She got the scoop on pop culture news, so grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Oh my God, what a crew we seriously have today. I don't even know where to start. You guys, thank you for joining us. You are live with us on our Facebook Live page, so thank you. Leave your comments. You're going to have a ton of them, I can already tell. And in studio today, AJ is here. Of course, she is our producer. AJ, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Hey, dolls. Everyone's drinking?
Yes.
We are. And you hear another voice that we're going to talk about, too. Paul's here. Paul Wharton.
Hey, guys. What's happening? I made it through the snow. Shaka Khan went through the fire. I went through the snow.
I weren't sure. I kept getting these messages from Paul. I'm like, so we get one from you at like 10:15 that was saying something like, okay, you know, I'm not available to drive today. I'll be lifting and Ubering, and I'll keep you posted on my journey. I'm thinking, what the fuck? He lives just down the street. Like, what journey? Then we get an update, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know there's snow, so maybe you just leave at 11. Then, like, 11:35, I have contacted all the lifts in town. No one's available. I'm walking to the hotel next door to see if they'll drive me in their SUV. I'm like, what is this? 12.
And the one thing you didn't do is offer to send me a car, Miss Boss CEO. Shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the cost on being the boss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And then we have a third voice. I'm moving right along. Like, we were just talking about how the uber rich people are really cheap. So that's just going to be my excuse to you.
Like, yeah, okay.
You're paying for your own coffee.
Okay. I do anyway. Who's this voice?
Just to make me
Who's this voice I hear?
Oh my God. We have a special guest in studio. She was supposed to be here a couple of weeks ago, but you may have heard there's been some drama. She's here live, Dani Starr.
Yes. Woo! Thank you Dani for having Starr. Me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh my, okay. Well, we have to start and ask you. I mean, you're back on air today on 93.9 KYS,
yes.
Which is the morning show, The Fam in the Morning. You were back.
We were back this morning.
What can you tell us?
You know, I love you, Sarah. But you're not getting.
Because wait, let me just say something before she gets in all that. I thought I heard a, as God is my witness, I will never, never set foot in this studio again. So, and I'm like, what is going on?
Very impressed with your depiction of me. It's a good depiction. Listen, I will tell you this. Yeah. We are back on the radio.
Okay. Oh, thank
God. We are trying to move forward.
Great.
And I am not giving you an exclusive. If you listen this morning, you know we are moving forward. And that's all I can tell you. You guys don't try to make me get fired. I'm
well,
already
you're not gonna
in
get,
the hot
You're
seat.
Not going to get fired, but let me ask you, were you ever really friends? Are you friends
yes.
with those co-hosts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we were really friends. We are really friends. Is trust an issue at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. But
Probably.
Yeah. But you know what? That's with everybody. I don't trust anybody. I don't even trust my mama. So really, not trusting them isn't anything
okay.
serious.
It's
okay.
so good. I just want to say, you know, because you and I have become friends. A
yes.
lot of people know this, but, you know, we were on the same morning show at different times. And at the time, we hated each other. But after all that, we were like, you know what? We're all about supporting one another. And I'm so happy that you're back on air, that you guys worked through it. Because, you know, Paul and I, we've been full disclosure. We've had issues, too,
yeah.
and moments and things like that. And it's so I just was like, oh, God, I hope this doesn't end because your show is great.
Yeah.
You guys were doing a great job. Quick, 5-9. And I'm glad you guys are back. And
I'm glad we're back.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
kids to feed. Listen,
absolutely.
If anybody is glad that we are back on the air, I'm telling you, it is me. I got babies. I need health insurance. But honestly, at the end of the day, I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right now, working with the people that I work with now was nothing compared to the people
right.
I used to work with.
I
well, you know,
them.
I just want to
yeah.
say, well,
yeah. Yeah,
speaking
we're
of that,
too.
So
I
we're
mean,
good.
It's
and
interesting to me that you two ladies would take the hate bait. Okay, so having you two here in the studio, Sarah, you were there on that show first, and then you took her spot on that show.
Yes.
How did you all end up hating each other? You're two powerful women.
That's the problem. Okay, so Sarah and I worked one day together, okay? Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with her instantly. I was so excited, and she was excited for me. She didn't warn me, which...
It was a really shitty thing
to do, Sarah.
Did you know it was your last day, Sarah?
I honestly contemplated that. I really did.
Warned me.
I talked to like close friends and everything, and I was like, you know, I really should tell her like what she's in for.
Yeah.
And people were like, you know, don't. Like, mm-hmm. maybe it will be different, you know, even though you had a bad experience at the end there and, you wanted out. Maybe things will be different. Maybe they've learned their lessons. So, I don't know. I always go back and forth about that. I have many regrets.
What brought y'all back together after all these years?
Well,
we had a common enemy. That's okay. The truth. Like, that's the truth.
Yeah.
We had a common enemy, and we had very similar experiences.
So the hate that separated you
brought us
back together.
Absolutely.
It's a uniting force.
Absolutely. We had common experiences, and once what happened to me is, I used to think all the stories I heard about Sarah were just like, she was crazy, and sorry, Sarah.
No, it's fine.
They made her out to be this crazy bitch, and I was like, okay. And you know, you don't know her. You just hear all these stories, and people are telling the same type of story. And then once it happened to me, I started to hear those same stories about myself.
Sure.
And instantly I was like, those stories aren't true about her, mm-hmm. because I'm hearing those about myself and they're not true about me.
Yeah.
So I think we reached out almost at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I'd heard you were leaving the show. And the whole time, like, even when we were on air together, because then we had Sarah, Ty, and Mel briefly, sure. like on 107.3. So we were radio rivals. So that's always like a thing in radio. Like,
there
was always these crazy rules in radio. Like, radio stations never want you hanging out with other radio people and stuff. All this bullshit.
And I don't buy into that at all. I don't buy into that.
That in TV too, but they try.
Yeah.
They try. And it's mm-hmm. like, who the fuck cares? And especially now in media where it's like, I mean, what even is like one broadcasting entity or another? You know what I
right.
mean? You need, and of course, I think there's many reasons. They don't want you to know what each other's making, what
sure.
each other's doing. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot
Absolutely.
Of reasons.
And they didn't want you to meet the EP over there and say, hey, you want to come on over?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, right. They don't want any of that. But the good news is we got together and we became a phenomenal force, united, which I could never have imagined. And Sarah has been such a, like, through this whole, all this shenanigans over the last couple of weeks, you've been such a dope ass friend. And I just want to say thank you, because you were like, everything is going to be okay. You're fine. You just kept saying, you're mm-hmm. going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And I did not believe that for the life of me. I did not.
Really?
I was like, fuck you, Sarah. Fuck
now,
everybody.
Said, now, wait a minute.
Y'all
now,
are
Danny.
Lying. This is not going to work
out. Now, Danny, are you acting?
No,
what's going on,
no,
Danny?
I hate you.
Look me in my eye.
No, but I will tell you now, like,
I hate you.
The bottom of this shit. We need the ratings.
She was my saving grace. She was like, everything mm-hmm. is going to be okay. And you know what? We're back on the air now. Everything is okay. We're friends after all the bullshit we've been through over the last couple of years. I love Paul. We're all here.
Yeah.
We're drinking.
Yes!
This shit was a
yes!
little suspect, though. Listen, she didn't think I was going to make it this morning, y'all, in the snow. I walk in, Danny starts sitting up in the studio. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, you were always
now, was that a setup, Danny? Was that a setup?
It was not a setup. If you wouldn't have shown, I would have... gladly stepped into your glory.
Okay.
But there is room for the three of us.
All right. I love it.
This is amazing. So here's to great future
yes.
and all of us. So many good
cheers,
things
cheers,
in the world.
Cheers.
Yes.
Yay.
All the cheers.
And he's back.
And I'm the only
here.
One not drinking today. Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I drank enough for the both of us.
Love it.
So look, we have a ton to get to on the show. Obviously, Deep Thoughts from the Men and Women on Tinder is coming up. It's our hilarious segment that we read these funny Tinder profiles or Bumble, wherever you get them. Also, we have to discuss, apparently a stranger saw Paul in a coffee shop and yelled out, hey, you're the man that doesn't tip.
Oh,
the craziest shit. Anybody that knows me knows that I overtip.
Do you?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, well, somebody thinks you don't.
Well, he was mad, and it actually wasn't a coffee shop. It was 18th Street Lounge, and I skipped the line because the guy knows me at the front. So there was a long line down the block, and I go walking in, and the guy yells, hey, you're the guy that doesn't tip. I'm like, says who? He's like, I can't reveal my sources. I said, fuck your sources.
I know that's right.
If I didn't tip, there was a reason.
But that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Someone actually has been spreading non-tipping rumors, because it's funny, you actually are a very generous tipper.
Oh, please. Absolutely. What people just spread rumors about. People have a lot of time on their hands. I've
they
discovered
really do.
That.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, if you have an opinion about something, if you feel strongly about your self-worth, if you know where you're going and you tell other people, listen, you know what? I don't think that works for me. You know what? They call you difficult. Yep. I know that women say this happens to you, but it happens to me as a gay man, too. They're not expecting in Washington, D.C. for a gay black man to have a strong opinion about what he's doing, where he's going, and what's not good enough for him. And when you do, they say, oh, he's so damn difficult.
Oh, we're always difficult. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just welcome to the world of women.
Yeah.
Like, if you have an opinion or you're strong or you know, you're steadfast in what you believe, I will tell you right now that you're a bitch. Difficult, or you know, you just, oh, she's just so angry. No, we're passionate. I'm gonna need you to know the difference between passion and aggression.
Yeah,
because there is a difference.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's every day. It's every day.
Sure. So the corporate white guy, he's the boss, and I'm the difficult queenie bitch.
Of course.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry you're not, but that's what the reality is.
But
that's how they see it.
I mean, sometimes you say that you like are a little like you always. What's great about you is you have good self awareness. But lots of times you will come in and you'll go, you know, I didn't feel good about getting out of the car and tearing this person a new asshole.
Oh, I always have. Like, I always feel bad about it afterwards.
That shows your good heart.
Oh, I get up in that ass. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh,
why
damn,
did I do that?
I really have to get into all that.
So, I mean, it's hard. How do we know with you if you're standing up for yourself or you're just on one?
Well, sometimes I think I feel for the people that, see, I've got this interesting life and we all have this. Okay, you all worked in radio. So I'm like a distinctive looking person. There's only one of me. So when I'm
you're
out.
Beautiful. I don't understand it.
I know, we're obsessed with
you. You're so good to me.
Oh, he's loving this.
You know, I'm used to people kind of treating me nice. And then occasionally.
That's pretty privileged.
There'll be someone that's like, what? I don't, who are you here for? Did you make an appointment? I'm like, okay, wait a minute now. Let me break this down to you. You got Google on your phone because this shit, this
I'm gonna
way
need you to
treat
go to my
me,
Facebook page.
You're doing too much.
Yeah.
This is too much. So I think that that's probably a part of it.
All right. Well, we handled that. And then we're also introducing a new segment later today on the show, basically, which is called Paul Reacts, which AJ came up with. And we're going to play you, you know, Aubrey O'Day, who no one has heard about in a hot second, reportedly had an affair with Donald James Trump Jr. And so we're ending. We're gonna.
I had no idea what the J stood for.
I didn't either. I'm like, wow, he has a middle name. I just thought it was J.
Oh my God.
I mean, you're probably right.
Idea.
Maybe I made that up.
What the J stood for?
I don't know. It's Dan, my boyfriend's middle name. So I actually just merged that together. I don't even know what the hell the name is. Maybe it's Jack or.
It's probably James.
It's probably James.
Just go with James.
Really interesting.
Whatever, fake news.
The more you know.
We're going to play Aubrey O'Day's song that she wrote for DGT for you and get your reactions.
DJT.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, everybody is on Facebook giving us tons of words of praise. And by the way, a guy named Robert Thomas says that Paul's an excellent tipper. I don't know if you know who he is. Robert Thomas jumped on.
I'm not sure, but I am.
Also,
thank you, Robert.
Elaine says, I recently joined. I am loving this podcast. The three of you together. Then it says, Sarah, Danny, Paul, you guys should be on Sirius XM.
Come on, Sirius. Give us that check. All the money.
I'm down for that.
Sandy N.D. Sellers. I'm absolutely in love with this podcast. So you guys can hop on. It's on the Sarah Fraser page. And you can leave us comments. I think, we should get this on Sirius XM. Who do we have to call?
I know the guy.
All right, couple of pop culture stories to get to. Yes. Call now.
Call now.
did you guys see Caitlyn Jenner? So Caitlyn Jenner just came out.
Okay.
She has skin cancer on her nose.
I need a drink.
I thought it was just sunburn, but she actually had skin cancer removed from her nose. She posted this picture. Why do you need a drink, Paul?
Well, this is the thing. You know, I don't like to judge people, and I will not judge Caitlyn, but one thing I observed is that when she went through her transition, it became... Her looks superseded everything. Her family, the relationship, the communication she had with
Absolutely.
The Kardashians.
Absolutely.
It was all about the look, honey. And whenever you make everything about the look, when some shit like this happens, you've got no
got
base.
Nothing.
You've got no foundation.
Nothing.
So I'm looking at this like, damn, okay, now I guess you'll get to see who you really are. And then you look around and you have nobody to support you.
Because you turned your back on everybody.
You turned your back on everybody.
In your transition.
For the look.
Mm-hmm. Well, here she is, and she says she doesn't use the C word. She doesn't use cancer in her post, but she says that she has she had the procedure done to remove basal cell sarcoma. You guys know, I'm probably saying
Bethany
it
Frankel had it too.
I'm pretty sure that's cancer, but
exactly. So she doesn't use it. So there's her latest post. But
they
I agree
have to
with
go
you.
Deep for that. I mean, they have to go very deep.
Yeah. Oh, it looks really bad, doesn't it?
Some things aren't for the gram. I'm just saying, you could have she could have said that without. Show in the picture because that's just like aggressive. However, it is a public service announcement. Listen, put your damn sunblock on because you
know.
Don't want no parts of that. Like
no
for
parts.
Real. And black people, you too, because we do
you
sunburn.
Absolutely.
Stop with the stereotypes.
Absolutely.
I'm serious.
Do a lot of black people still believe that they don't?
But I tell you that I didn't even know myself. So I'm not going to, I can't speak for all black people now, but I will tell you right now that I did not know, you know, first of all, I didn't know we could blush until I was embarrassed as hell one day. Okay. And then I red cheeks and I'm like, what the fuck? And then, you know, when I went to Mexico, I got more sunburnt than any of the white girls I was with.
Well, we don't burn and peel and double over in pain the same way that some white people do.
Yes. Right. Okay.
However, the damage can still be done and you can still.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. You can
so
still.
Sunblock up my melanin, people.
Sunblock it up. I love this. This is basically like an all black show today, really.
Right. Does it feel weird being the minority?
No, it feels great. It feels amazing. I'm actually doing Ancestry.com to see if I'm a percentage black because Paul thinks it's odd my attraction to black men. Is so strong. So
if that thing comes back at 2%, oh my God.
Girl, if that thing comes back even 0.1%, you better walk around with a pick in your hair. You better have
to.
Black and proud, right. Girl.
Talk about Wakanda forever.
I'm going to do my own rendition of Freaky Friday, Chris Brown.
I want all of it.
Completely the whole
all
thing.
All of it.
I love it.
Now I'm black.
Okay.
But P. Diddy has announced that he's working on an app for just black owned businesses.
All of us. For us.
So you'll be
our
able
people.
To find out.
Yeah.
My 2%.
I love it.
Oh, God. I don't think I'm going to have any. It's going to be so awful. Like, just Northern Antarctic. You know,
this is a minority woman-owned podcast.
I'll use that, too. I'll use that.
Yo, I
ride
know it.
It. Oh, ride until the wheels fall off, Sarah.
Oh, honey, shoot.
So are you guys excited that Diddy is doing this? Or you think, like, most people now, do they care? Do they want to know if someone places a black-owned business?
Well, absolutely. It's important. I love Dia Sims is the woman who runs Combs Enterprises. She's a good friend of mine. I see her all the time. I just saw her in New York last weekend. And they always have their eyes open to other black-owned businesses and entrepreneurs are always trying to see how, you know, they can collaborate with Combs Enterprises. So, I mean, he's really out there in the community. I mean, he's leading. He's doing a lot of great things, but he's always watching out for who's next and trying to bring them along. So I love it.
I will say that it's interesting for me because I have been guilty of wearing something and then finding out that the people who produced it were racist as hell. And then it's like, damn it. Like,
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what, H&M?
Like H&M, Tommy Hilfiger, yeah. Like forever. It has been a common knowledge that Tommy Hilfiger does not like minorities by
really?
Any means.
Well, he said his clothes weren't designed for black people.
Like specifically said it. I mean, there's
did he say for hip hop or for black people?
I can't remember what the hell he said, yeah. But I know it offended the shit out of me.
Find us the quote.
Yeah, we got to find the quote. But also like alcohol companies have come out and said like it wasn't for rappers and things like that. And in that case, I want to know because I don't want to put money into the hands of people who don't like my people. However, that being said, I can afford H&M.
Right, right.
I like the clothes and the way they fit me.
Sure.
And I cannot, if I were to take out every racist entity in my life, right. I wouldn't have shit. I need some of the racists in my life. I do.
Well, I'm going to admit something. Can I admit something?
Yes,
I was in New York
it.
This last weekend. I was at Lincoln Center and the big event I was going to called the Humanity of Connection, all strong African Americans. And they were honoring Cicely Tyson and
yes.
Angela Rye and a few other people. So I needed some underwear.
Took your ass to H&M.
I went into H&M.
You jigaboo! No.
All this coonery. I went cooning
okay.
on up in the H&M.
Let's just clarify the voices, okay? Like, that was Danny.
That was not Sarah who called Paul a jigaboo. I, Danny Starr, called Paul a jigaboo. It was not 2%
okay,
black Sarah.
Oh, my God. So I go in there and run into this guy, this black guy who's running the event. Yeah. And we looked at each other and I was like, do not. He said, don't tell nobody. I said, don't tell nobody I was up in here.
Of course.
No.
But it's difficult. If you really are going to cut back on, you know, everybody who's racist in your life, some of us got to cut out our friends. Because, you know, we've got semi-racist friends who will, like, drop something in on
I
your
know.
Ass. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. That's not accurate. So I just feel like, for me, I have to ride with H&M a little bit longer because it's in my price range. And, you know, maybe they're just stupid. You know,
okay.
Maybe they're just stupid.
Yeah.
Whoever's doing their marketing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the only way I can relate to this is how I feel like I've had sex in the past with an NRA member. And it sort of feels like that. Like, I don't know if you've ever, like, would you ever have sex? Like, it does. Like,
what?
I have. Yeah, it was a really weird thing.
How does that come up? Hey, let's have sex. By the way, I own guns.
Yes. He was a lobbyist for the NRA. How bad is that?
I just got a little chub down there. He said he owns some guns.
What happened?
Then
yeah,
what happened?
It was a really weird moment. Well, he was really good in bed. He had like a huge huge penis. It was like hot sex. That's
like
what,
a gun.
Yes, it was. That's the thing. It's like, I think conservative men are way better in bed than liberal guys.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if I agree.
I don't know about that.
Best sex of my life has been with these NRA toting guys.
They all seem like they've got small dicks, don't they?
Usually,
not
you know,
this guy.
I will say that I kind of think that's true. I feel like people who really ride hard for certain things usually have something they're trying to cover up. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, that seems to be a small penis.
Okay.
Either one of you guys watch John Oliver?
No.
No.
Last week tonight.
That 2% black, we're taking it back.
But hey, it's interesting though, because my driver today was like, you work on Fox 5, right? I said, yeah. He says, can I ask you something? I said, sure. He said, where's Mike Pence?
Why? What?
I said, you know what? You're right. I haven't seen old Mike.
Where Mike Pence?
He was like, where Mike Pence?
Mike Pence is hiding.
That's a good thing. Well, I wanted to share this story because I thought this was fucking hysterical. But on Sunday night, John Oliver's show airs, and they did a parody book that they actually published on Amazon. So Mike Pence has a bunny rabbit.
Like an actual bunny.
Like an actual bunny rabbit. Name Marlon Bundo.
Okay. Marlon Bundo.
I can't.
It's a great rabbit's name, right? So this rabbit.
He's definitely not gay.
Here is Mar-
right.
Here's Marlon Bundo, the rabbit, okay?
Okay.
So John Oliver and his team, and Mike Pence's family just put out a book about the adventures of the day in the life.
Marlon Bundo?
Marlon Bundo with the vice president. But they decided, John Oliver did, because Mike Pence is so anti-gay and has done so many things essentially to hurt the gay community. Mm-hmm. So they put out a day in the life of Marlon Bundo, penned by Last Week Tonight writer Jill Twice. And now it is number one on Amazon bestseller children's book.
Yes!
Wow.
But it's all about Marlon Bundo falls in love with another male bunny. And they have
he's a gay bunny. Yes,
I love it.
Yes.
Now, who is this in the picture here?
This kid, hold on. I actually don't think that's, this is Marlon Bundo.
Yeah, not that's Marlon Bundo.
I do look pretty fly in a bow tie. The only thing better than one bunny book for charity is two bunny books for charity. BOTUS.
I can't.
Might be a parody account where they made, but there's Marlon Bundo.
I love it.
He kind of looks gay. I'm not going to lie.
gay bunny.
He does look like a gay bunny.
Got a little gay bunny face.
American Idol, they've got terrible ratings. Now they're down to just about 7 million views. Are you guys watching, either one of you watching the reboot?
I've seen little pieces of Katy Perry, and I think she's great on there.
You do? Wait a minute. Because that's what everyone's having a fit about, is that she basically hits on the men. She kissed this guy on the lips that didn't really want her to kiss him. And now it's sparking this whole debate of him, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so, him too. All right.
So, yeah. So, American Idol is, first of all, they're treating Katy Perry's flirting as like a complete joke. And I think they're going to bring up the video. You'll see. But this guy was a virgin, never had a kiss with a girl. He ends up telling the producers this, right? So then Katy Perry, he comes in to audition. Here she goes. And he goes in for a kiss. Oh, play it one more time so these guys can see it.
Oh, I see that.
She goes in for a kiss on the cheek, right? He thinks he's getting a kiss on the cheek. She ends up like moving really quick and kisses him on the mouth. And he was not happy. You guys.
Mm-mm.
Yes. What do you think?
I feel like it's Katy Perry. And if you're going to have your first kiss and it's Katy Perry, like you'll suck it up. I don't think.
I think he was whacking off within 5 minutes. I think it made his life. But, you know, one thing I can say for the few clips that I've seen on her on here, she definitely seems like she's been drinking.
Yeah.
But in a very fun way, there was another guy that came on that was super hot, but his girlfriend was there with him. Did you see that?
No.
And she was going crazy over him.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she was melting. So, I mean, I thought it was interesting.
Here's the thing, though. If we do talk about gender reversal, right? Mm-hmm. If it would have been a female and it would have been a male, it would have been a shit show.
It would have been over.
It would have been over. It would have been a problem. And the Me Too movement would have jumped behind it something fierce. So, yes, when we talk about gender bias and we talk about double standards.
Okay, so what you going to do about it?
Me?
Because if it was a man, you would be like, oh, hell no.
That
person has talent.
The truth is this.
To objectify her.
Absolutely, I would. I absolutely would. And I would be pissed and I would wear my Me Too fucking sash and banner and I would say, no, you can't do that. But you know what? There are double standards, damn it. There are.
And you're okay with that?
I mean, it's just the world we live in. It's the world we live in.
When they work in our favor.
I'm not saying that it's...
And got it!
I'm not saying that it's the right thing. I'm not saying it's the right thing, but I am saying that, you know, it's very unlikely that a man is going to be upset that Katy Perry kissed him on the lips.
Are women being too sensitive about when it's happening to them in a fun, flirty,
that's the hard
formally
part.
Acceptable way.
But see, there's like, this is my whole issue with the Me Too conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the fence about this Katy Perry kiss, because I do think if this was a guy doing this to a woman, it would seem very predatory.
Yeah.
It really would. It
Ryan Seacrest, no one talked to him at the Oscars.
Well, and a lot of people are saying that their ratings for Idol are below 10 million viewers because of Seacrest. Seacrest and Katy Perry.
Probably just because American Idol lasted for 20 fucking years and they brought it back. It's over because
it's over.
That's
why I don't like to watch the auditions. I'm like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Right. I'll say this. I think that was out of line. Yeah. I think the kiss, I really do.
Well, I agree.
Even though it was flirty, I think it's the line. But my whole thing with the Me Too movement is there's a big difference between Katy Perry doing that and then you've got Louis C.K. asking if he can whip his dick out and masturbate in front of
him. But he asked.
You know what? Don't you dare.
He asked.
And then you got Harvey Weinstein.
He didn't.
She didn't ask. There's a big difference.
You're right. But I don't want you to ask to whip your dick out in front of me.
Well, not, but
you should know better.
Listen, if I want you to whip your dick out in front of me, if I want that, you're going to know. You won't have to ask.
Will you ask?
I will make it very aware that your dick should come out.
But wait. You can't make it aware to a man because then he still has to ask, according to the women's organizations that are saying, you have to get explicit, yes.
Okay, ask me if you want to, but if I make it very clear that it's okay for
so
it to come out.
So that drool running out the side of your mouth is
right,
telltale.
Right, it's not good. Like, listen,
licking
baby,
your lips.
Take it out, I'm good. I think Tiffany Haddish said it best. If she's standing there fully clothed and you're fully naked, something's not right.
Yeah, that's like, totally
you
true.
You got the thang out and she's fully dressed. She's
it's
not
tough.
Where you're at.
I do
it's
think
tough.
That was the line. I mean, I really do think that Idol, especially in this day of Me Too, should apologize. I mean, I think Katy Perry flirting with guests and all that, I think that's all fun and good. But I don't know. I mean, we are in this era of being respectful. And I know a lot of guys who have been really sexually harassed too, mostly by other men.
I think I've sexually harassed guys.
Mostly by other men?
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do we want to get this on the record? What did you do?
I think Well, it's not necessarily like... I just don't think about it because now obviously I think about it, but there's been moments where I've seen like a hot guy and I've been like, hey,
yes.
Or like I say things that guys don't seem to mind. But if it was flipped, I think I would be uncomfortable. So now I am in my process of recognizing the double standard, mm-hmm. trying to navigate the double standard. And what does that mean for me as a woman and as a mother? What am I going to teach my daughters? Like, I have to figure it out.
As long as you're and I've been in the same boat. I mean, I've asked guys to whip their dicks out and send me dick pics. So, I mean, I can't.
Let me ask you something. Do you have to want to have sex with that person to sexually harass them? And what I'm asking is, can a gay man sexually harass a straight woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just over the top, just too touchy-feely, just what?
Well, and honestly, I had a couple gay friends that I had to stop being friends with because they just felt like it was okay to, like, grab my boobs or, like, hey, girl. And I'm like, I know that you don't. Like women,
well, actually, I don't mind.
But there's something about
shit.
It.
Yeah. Oh my God! They grab your boob, and then what did they do?
I can't wait to take my shirt off. Anybody want to see my crotch?
Yeah, right.
I like
I can't
being
keep
naked
her panties
sometimes.
On.
Yeah. I just think it comes down to comfort. If I don't want you touching me, don't touch me. Gay, straight, woman, man, whatever. If I'm not in the mood, don't touch me.
Okay, so you get to call the shots.
It's my body.
Right, but what about with them?
You too. If it's your body, you
but
get to call
But what
the
about
shots.
With them? You just flipped.
I said I was wrong. I said I'm learning to navigate my
Double
own
standard.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, okay.
I'm learning.
It's in your past?
It is.
Okay,
I mean,
pretty much.
Every day is a new day to learn.
Until it happens again. I gotcha.
Look,
oh, my God.
Keep talking
no, I'm
and
bad.
I will twist your nipple.
Here's open.
Well, one more serious story because Mike Isabella, I'm sure you guys have all been to an Isabella restaurant. He has many in the D.C. area.
Yes.
Okay, so he now has also just been hit with a major lawsuit of sexual harassment by a woman that used to work for him in management named Chloe Karras. She names him and his business partners of Mike Isabella Concepts, alleging that they groped her, commented on the size of her rear end, and labeled her a whore. Women generally do not make it into the higher management ranks at Mike Isabella's establishments, Karras says. And then she says that once she was the target of extraordinary sex-biased hostility and abuse. She tells the Washington Post that she was sitting in a booth with Isabella, who seemed, quote, visibly intoxicated after consuming multiple drinks throughout the day. When a male sous chef asked if he could join them, their boss said, if you sleep with Chloe, you can. At that point, Karras says that she told him to stop. He got mad. I tried to walk away. He followed me into the kitchen, calling me a bitch. He then yelled, love you, Chloe. Nice working with you. She says that using the term whore was a regular thing for women, that they would refer to women in the, whether it was a server, whoever it was, as, hey, whore, can you get that?
Wow.
Hell no, couldn't have been me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Hell to the no, could not have been me.
You would have done an Angela Bassett.
lit on fire, waiting to exhale. Everybody, hell yes. You're not going to refer to me to anything you want, but you're not referring to me as no damn whore. Hey, whore, go get that. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Well, you know, I have to say, as someone that's out and about a lot, you know, he's kind of known to be a heavy drinker.
Oh,
allegedly. I don't know. We don't have a lawyer here, but.
Allegedly. Good job.
Heavy drinker. Oh, and heavy other stuff. Allegedly, whatever. You know, intoxicants. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard this about him and a lot of the males at his company. And she actually is part owner of one of the restaurants as well. So this isn't just like some hostess that just came
right,
in. This is somebody
right.
that
legit.
Is a peer of his. And actually, I know this girl.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. We should have had her on. Chloe?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Paul, what the?
Yeah.
Come on.
She's obviously out there. I can't believe you're withholding another guest.
Why isn't Paul bringing in his celebrity friends? It's like he's holding something back. I'm like, oh, God. I just sit home in my bed and read the messages.
Look, give her a ring. Give her a ring. Ask her what she's doing. We want to talk about it.
So do you think that this will affect his business? He just opened a new big, huge place out in Tyson's.
People are always going to be hungry.
Yeah, probably
Ooh.
Not.
Are always going to, you know, as much as I think about it, like, as much as I think about, this is what I'm talking about when I say, like, the sexual harassment stuff and what, okay, for instance, I don't listen to R. Kelly anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
good. And I tell you that shit is difficult.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I want a two-step?
Yeah, me
Do you
too.
Know how much I want Step to 12 play? Do you, like, I want to TP2. I want to do all of the things to R. Kelly. I want to make love to Jeff, my
right.
man, to all R. Kelly music.
Oh. Yeah.
But there is something about it that eats away at my soul, so I don't do it. However,
I can agree
Harvey
with that.
Weinstein put out a kids movie called Leaped, and it's about this ballet dancer who's an orphan, okay? And my kids love this movie.
Hmm.
Now, here's the problem with being woke. You can't be woke half the fucking time, okay?
Oh.
So now I see
you
this movie.
You mean to tell me you got to take the movie away from the kids
no,
off of
that's
Harvey
Weinstein?
You already made the money.
That's what I'm saying. I can't because if we are going to, that's what I'm saying. People are going to eat. People
yeah.
are still going to watch certain movies. If I want to be as woke as I really want to, I would have to throw away Leaped. That would kill my children. That movie has been, they do ballet Wednesday and Saturday, and Leaped mm-hmm. has been what we have, this is our thing right now.
Wow,
we watch
right.
it every day. And every day that big fucking W comes on and it's like Weinstein production and I want to punch myself a little bit. But we're watching Leaped because it's
yeah.
good and they love it.
Sure. And there was a lot of other people involved in that made that happen.
Yeah.
A lot of people's, you know, life's work went into that film probably.
Exactly.
You know, so it's okay.
Good. Because we're going to watch Leaped. We're going to watch Leaped with that big molester. I don't care.
Now, you would you ever think about having another kid or are you done?
Yeah, actually.
Oh!
I'm drinking wine, so it's
I
not
know,
right now.
I'm
don't do that to me.
Because you and Joe, your boyfriend is so sweet. You know, he's really sweet. And
yeah.
how long have you guys been together?
Almost a year. He is incredible. But here's the thing. I'm 33, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have two kids, and we are grown as hell. It's not like being back when I was 21 years old, and it's like, we got a date for 5 years.
Okay.
And then we have to put it, like, we're serious as hell. He's moving in. We are baby Ooh, planning.
You
That's
are?
Great.
We are. We
really?
Are.
Will you get married first?
You probably.
How important is that to you?
Who cares?
It's, look, the first one didn't work. What the fuck? The second one might not either, but there'll
right.
be a baby regardless.
Okay.
Yes, you know, so,
okay.
Yeah, I think we, but yes, we're baby planning. I am, you know, I didn't mean to lose the 12 pounds I've lost in
mm-hmm.
stress over the last 2 weeks, but I will tell you it's good because the whole plan was to lose 15 pounds so that I can get pregnant to gain it back again.
So shit, you had to go back to work.
Look,
oh my
listen,
God.
Look, listen.
I'm digging. So shit, you didn't have no choice. You got a baby on the way.
That's
a lot of mouths to feed.
That's three, yeah, listen.
Right.
So yes, we're going to.
Oh, she moved on from that quick.
We're going to start trying. And by trying, I mean we're practicing all the time.
All
right now.
All the time. I
and
love
it's
it.
Really good.
Like, you're actively trying now.
Well, I mean, we're practicing. I don't mean like we're actively trying. I just mean we're having a lot of sex and it's so good and it's amazing and
oh.
I'm very happy. But I will tell you this, he's a little more conservative than the usual. And mm. you're right. The dude is good, conservative.
Is he a Republican?
He is, hell no.
Yeah. Republicans know how to get down.
I'm sure they do, but he's not. You know, sometimes I question. And honestly, even if he was, I'm sure he'd be an okay
white
Republican.
Guy?
No,
yeah.
he's black. He's
black
a black guy? Man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Black
Ooh, I
man.
Love it. He's like a little Ben Carson.
Don't
no.
you ever
Ew.
Disrespect my man like that again, Sarah. He's sexy. He's smart. He has a good job with good benefits.
There he goes. Bring it back up, baby. He is a. All right. He is beautiful. We're getting hard again. Yep.
And his it's D true. Game is impeccable.
Woo! That's right. It's something impeccable. About those slightly conservative guys. They almost like hate fuck you. It's like this great
Listen,
thing that's happening.
I just want to fight him so he can
there?
Like angry sex me all the time.
What happens at your house?
Angry fucking, clearly.
No, I get like, man, I get he? Liberal effed. So it's like. It's not
Love
as
it.
Well. I mean, Dan is great in bed, but I'm just saying, like the NRA guy was like exceptional. I don't know what
I'm
it is.
I'm gonna need you not to say that. Okay, let's bring it back because you're gonna need to give Dan a couple more compliments
right.
to recuperate from the NRA stuff.
We banned listen. Him from listening. We can't listen.
Good.
No, our relationship would be over. No one even don't tag Dan.
Good.
He's not on social media. We were talking about. Well, I was asking that because male birth control is actually really close to happening.
It is.
Really, this story is pretty amazing because I didn't realize this, but the science behind it is why it's taken so long is that male birth control, when they were testing it, would go through men's livers so quickly that they would have to take two doses a day.
Yeah, and so they're basically what they're trying to do now is regulate testosterone without it impacting the men. So right now where the study sits is it's actually working with no real side effects. It lowers the testosterone, which then in fact lowers the sperm production, and it's a pill. And I just don't know if men are, first of all, like I can't get you to get your fucking boxers off the floor in the bathroom. How am I going to get you to take a pill every
day?
Did
you take your
day?
Pill today? And he's got like the little pill Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And
you
he's
can't
bobbing
you
that.
Don't remember. I literally will be like, hey, can you go upstairs and grab this? And he'll come down with three different things. And not one of those things is what I asked for. But you want to take a male birth control every day? I just don't. I mean, I would like to. And I think there are some men that are responsible enough. My man is not going to be one of them. This IUD is staying until we're ready.
Oh, sure. The IUD is pretty effective. That's
very effective.
That's pretty amazing.
Can't find mine right now, but that's a whole different story.
That's
I tend
her.
To think, though, like as more and more couples are waiting till later in life, I actually think that men will take it. I really do. Mm-hmm. I feel because I think a lot of men, too, feel like, oh, can they really trust the woman? So now you've almost got two safety nets, right? Because probably she's doing something. Now you're doing something.
I think a lot of guys will take it and not tell the women. And I think a lot of guys will take it. One thing I've learned from talking to a lot of straight guys is their goal is to hit it bareback. It's like they want to get in bareback.
Wow.
They do.
Are they not afraid of everything that
no,
comes with that?
No, they're not. They're just like, I want to get in there. I'm going to plant my seed.
Invincible.
No, I'm planting my seed up in this piece. That's what they tell me these
they
things.
They do?
They feel like it's a safe space. I don't know why.
All right, but Dan's looking better. All right, one for Dan.
Yes.
Never would
so
do that.
I think they'll take this pill so that they don't end up getting these girls pregnant.
I mean, that makes sense. But I'm sorry. What girls are they messing with that are just like, hey, come on, baby?
A whole bunch of them.
I know. It's thought. Year 2018.
Oh my God, that's so scary. How about, would you ever think about maybe you could be my surrogate too?
I would carry a baby for you. You think I'm joking, but it's actually like, I would 100% carry a baby for you. If you wanted one, I would.
I'm a few years older than you. My time clock is like,
I would carry a baby for you.
Really?
Yes, I would carry a baby for you.
How fucking amazing would that be if we all got a show together on SiriusXM?
I don't think you'd give that baby up.
Well, it would be a white baby. It wouldn't be, not that that matters, okay?
Look, I'm like,
but
okay.
I always thought, here's the thing.
It would
yeah,
be,
true,
I
didn't
think about
true.
That, but I was like, would it be
it
white?
It would be
true.
A white baby because
baby
it would be your
be
dad's baby. Mm-hmm. But here's the issue. You see white people, you know, adopting black babies all the time.
Yes.
You do not ever see a black family with a just random white baby. Not no blue-eyed, red-haired baby, okay?
Well, the interesting thing is Victoria Rowell. You know her, the soap opera actress?
No.
Victoria Rowell?
No.
I heard the name.
Drusilla?
But...
Who?
Drusilla from The Young and the Restless, right? Young and the Restless?
We believe you.
Yeah.
Carry on.
She was a famous black, you should know this, soap opera actress. Somebody helped these people.
Did she adopt white kids?
No, she had a daughter who looks like the whitest white woman ever because she's grown now. And it's her biological daughter. I don't know how it happened.
Genetics are a trip. My mom looks the same way.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom passes 100%.
White?
Yes, passes. Wow. 100%.
Yeah, your mom does.
My mom
I
passes.
Thought your mom was white, but she's not.
And she's
no,
not.
Her dad is black. My mom passes 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we would have been drinking from different fountains.
Ooh.
That
straight
is
up.
Crazy. I know your mom. I've seen lots of pictures.
My
of
mom
her.
Could be Sarah's mom.
Yeah, she
like
does.
Straight up. Straight up.
Totally like looks like a complete white woman.
She
That's
does.
Amazing.
She does. Oh, she got an attitude.
Does she
though,
sound
like
black
sister.
Though?
but she got an attitude.
It's
like
so funny
them.
With those light-skinned black women that pass like that, and then you be seeing them across the way, you're like, that white lady, and then they open their mouth and it's like, excuse me, I was looking for, wait a minute now, that ain't no good cut of meat right there. No, I don't want them ends. I don't want them ends.
My mom is fantastic. She's fantastic, but she does pass, and she's passed her whole entire life.
Wow.
That is,
it's been crazy, honestly.
Does she consider herself black?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, she's had to fight for it because when, you know, like she's so light skinned that, you know, and I remember back in the day. So she went to school and my grandmother was telling this story. She passed away. God bless her. But she was telling the story about how my mom's teacher, when they were really young, said to her, you know, Kathleen is so well behaved. She's so great. Not like those black kids. And my grandma, white Irish woman, goes, have you ever met Kathleen's dad? And the teacher's like, well, no. And she's like, I'm going to have him bring her to school the next day. And so my grandpa brought my mom to school the next day. Teacher figured out my mom was black, started treating her like those black kids.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So she's experienced discrimination. But sure. On the flip side, it's when white people realize that she is not a white person.
Sure.
It's crazy. It's mind blowing.
Mm. That is fucking nuts.
But the point is, yes, I'd carry your baby.
I
would 100% carry your baby. I actually think we would get a TV show out of it. So let's do it.
That would be amazing.
Look at AJ.
Oh, my He's God. Like, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not?
If I'm the producer and you show me a check, I'll be there every single day.
We will do it. A baby story. TLC. We got you covered.
Oh, my God. That would be so good. You're right. Oh, that would be great.
I will do it for you.
Okay. We might need to pitch this. do you guys care at all about all these, like, strippers and, you know, women that are coming out of the closet that apparently hooked up with Donald Trump? And now, of course, you know, Donald J. Trump Jr.
Yeah, right.
He said his name. We want to do Paul Reacts. So here's Vanessa Trump. She's getting divorced from Donald Trump Jr. And there is Aubrey O'Day, as everybody knows. I mean, I haven't heard from her in like
Danity
forever.
Kane.
From Danity Kane. And now there's apparently a song that Aubrey wrote several years ago titled DJT. And we want to get your reactions, Paul, like with your face. You were saying that you didn't think that your face gave a lot of reaction.
Well, I mean, it's pretty well preserved.
Botox will get you that face.
Tons of people are watching, by the way, on Facebook Live. Angie, Laura, Travis, T. Turner. Travis, by the way, says, oh my God, I love this. And then he gives hands up. You three are amazing. Keep up the great show.
Hey.
Awesome. Thanks, right, Travis.
Paul, look into the camera. Give us your happy face. What's your happy face?
I don't know what that is. Okay, that works. You're okay, so surprised.
Give us your pissed off face. Okay, all right. I see a difference. Give us you just cussed out the driver of your Lyft car face. Okay.
Give us the, he is fine and I'm taking him home face.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
You got those DSL lips. Yes.
Not the breathing, though. The breathing change. Stop breathing like that. You're freaking me out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you my inhaler.
All right, we're going to play this song for you, Paul, and we want to hear your honest reaction, because you have not heard this, right? You've not heard the song?
I have not.
Okay, here we go. So, AJ, will you put up our computer? What is it? Pot?
Yeah.
What is it? Pot?
Are you playing for yours?
Yeah, it's playing right now. Can you hear it? Okay, here we go.
Before I can walk away. I thought it was forever at the time, but maybe I was lying to myself. Is that what you want? You wanna believe that everything with me was a lie, a fantasy, and you want to go back and live in.
What
the
is
life
this actually a song?
Talking? I don't know.
Let's get the face.
Forever.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't do what I said I would do, so that answered the question for me.
And why does he sound like that? Is that supposed to be Donald?
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is supposed to be a conversation between the two of them. She just made it a song.
DJT does not cause for all this passion. I'm sorry. There's nothing he could do.
You know, I think probably the loss of the other world. I'm torn between two worlds.
I know, I'm sleeping
both
too.
Both of which I wanted. I
This is the song. She hates herself for loving it.
She should hate herself.
Listen, I'm not mad at the girl. She ain't had a check since heck was a pup. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So sometimes at a certain point in your life, you have to do what you need to do.
Yeah, but this is not what anybody needs to do.
Well, she's living that Hollywood lifestyle. She got to keep them lips pumped up. She got to keep them extensions in.
You're right,
you know, it's
right.
It's pricey.
Right. She was in love with him, apparently. Like, she was in love with him. Yeah. He was leaving his pregnant wife. They always are cheating on you when you're pregnant. Always.
It's always.
Like, I know. It's
well, some
ridiculous.
Women can be in love with the power. And you guys can probably speak more on that. But, you know, because he's not that hot, okay?
No,
I don't see
him
packing. I'm sorry. I know when people are packing. I don't see that in him. So, the power of the name at the time.
Yeah, it was the name.
At the time, it might have been something
more. For me,
it
would be a turnoff. Like, if I'm going to go with powerful, you know, I don't know. Don't judge me for this.
We won't judge. Please, I'm obsessed with, like, I'm attracted to Kid Rock. I can't get any worse than that.
I have a weird fetish for Sly.
For Sly?
Or Sylvester Stallone.
Sly Stallone?
You do in current stage or 1983 Sly?
Listen, I don't know. There's something about, okay, so I saw him in Creed. And I just really, like, felt something. And then I saw him in This Is Us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I tweeted Ooh. Him, like, I just want to take you. Yes, I just want to take you to lunch.
Oh, my God. He's
and
so,
I, and
I
be
agree.
Your dessert.
Sly Stallone has a great story, too, about going to Hollywood. Like, he really does, yeah.
Really yeah. like him. He's so likable. I don't know. I just like him.
Okay, liking him because he's likable, but you want to.
I just want to cuddle. I don't necessarily want penetration. I just want to, like, mm-hmm. cuddle him. I want to lay next to him and cuddle.
I'd be into that, too. Right. No, I think Sly Stallone. I would probably have sex with Clint Eastwood. And he's
yeah.
so old.
He's so
yeah.
old.
But there's
I didn't
so
know you have sex
dead
with.
Dead or alive.
That's
I didn't
a better
know.
Question. God damn. Every time I look up, somebody you have sex with.
I draw the line at Mike Pence. Mike
yeah.
Pence, I would
oh, yeah.
not. I would not do Mm-mm. Mike Pence or Donald J. or Ivanka or Ivana. I don't want any of them.
Well, I tell you, Capital File did a feature on me in this month's issue.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, your issue's coming out March, April. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And it shows up on newsstands. And Melania's on the cover. So that's one time I have not promoted one of my features in a magazine. I'm just like, sorry, I just can't do it.
You just have to open it up and then just say, like,
right.
open it up to your page
right.
and what it is and say, hey, I'm in this. And just don't put the cover up.
I'm not putting the cover up.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
Look, we like to end every show reading some Tinder profiles. Okay, so these are funny Tinder profiles that we find on the internet, and we'll kind of play our way out of here. I queued up some.
But wait,
stuff
I want to share a Tinder story as well.
You do
a
have
recent
one?
Tinder story.
All right, tell us
the guy.
Tell us. Oh yeah. Because you were basically swiping on this guy, who
right.
then, which by the way, he's straight, right?
Well, suppose yeah, he is.
Okay,
which clearly he's not. I mean, he's not straight.
Right. And I'm lazy at night. So check this out. This is what happened, people. So the guy's in New York. So pretty much, I haven't been swiping a lot in D.C. because too many people know me.
Yeah,
you know
that's
I mean?
Real.
Like,
that's
I
real.
Don't, you know? So, but as soon as I go out of town, or if I know I'm going out of town, I'll change the location and I start swiping in advance so
yeah.
I can have a couple dates lined up. So I was swiping with this guy. I was talking to this guy, and apparently he dates girls, too. So the other night, he sends me a text message to... know if I wanted to, do you want to FaceTime and get off together? Now, we've never met. We've
okay.
only, you know,
so this
talked
was to, your first conversation?
No, we've talked a long time on
okay,
text.
Just we've making just sure met. I need to know details.
So I said, tomorrow night, yes. I'm hungover and out of it at the moment. But yes,
just
I
not
do.
Today.
Yes, I do, sure. So he says, really? You can keep the screen on your body and not much of your face. I can't tomorrow have
what?
A girl coming over. And you're my verifier, right?
That, oh, that's, it's this real. Really oh, I saw this. I mean, this is real. Like, who asked that?
So I said, you
don't
always have a girl coming over. And I just, you know, make a little smiley face. He says, haha, no, I don't. So FaceTime? And I said, no, I'm not really into it. He says, really? I just want to hear your voice and see your body. I said, no, I'm not into it. But if you jerk off, you know, send me the video. You know what I mean?
Why not?
No use of wasting up all that energy.
Yeah. Somebody's got to use it.
Somebody got to use it. I'll use it later when get over this hangover. So he said, I'd feel better doing that than the video. Come on. You act like I'm not also hungover. A quick hello and on to our bodies. I'm probably going to come in 5 to 7 minutes. You want to watch?
Oh, my God.
This is romance on Tinder, people.
Hold on. He knows, but he's got it down to a science.
Yeah.
Like, I have 5 to 7 minutes
five
in me.
5 to 7.
That's all it's going to take, baby.
Okay. So now let me tell you what's not in here. Okay. So I finally get pressured into doing it. So I FaceTimed this guy.
We don't believe this was pressure.
No, I was tired.
He wore you down.
No, he wore me down. He was like, yeah, asking. So I FaceTime him. It's bright light over in his room.
Where he is.
Mine is like pitch black dark. You know, I'm like, you can see the outline. So, you know, he's like, oh, turn on more light. Okay, lay back in the bed. Okay, now move your hair over to the side.
Listen, that's too much instructions. You either do it or you don't, baby boy.
Really? That is crazy.
Okay, what is the last thing said? Say.
Too much work for me. Exactly.
I hung up on him.
You should have.
I didn't even say goodbye in the middle of the FaceTime. I was like, you know what? End. And I just.
He talking about moving your hair to the side.
Too much work for me. I went right back to the couch and
Look,
got back
on Netflix.
You
already told him you were tired.
It was too much.
Trying to give you a whole play-by-play. Put
up and down. My neck hurt.
I know it did.
Get down, put the light on, get over. It's too much.
Just not necessary.
So what you got?
Well, tell us if you would swipe on these. So Danny and Paul are weighing in. Here we go. Lyrica 18. These are funny Tinder profiles that we find online all week, and you can always send them to us, sarah@heyfrage.com, or you can tag me at heyfrage on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. She says, if you're looking for a girl with a good personality, you're in luck because I have multiple.
She's got crazy eyes. I would not swipe. I would run.
She looks so bad.
Lyrica has crazy eyes.
Lyrica, you are nuts. All right, moving right along to our second Tinder profile. Alessandra, 27. I'm married and not interested. I just think Tinder is fun as a fun activity while I poop.
Ew,
she just sits in the bathroom swiping while she's shitting.
That's horrible.
I swipe her.
You do? Swipe right, girlfriend. We
I
love
would
you.
Totally swipe her.
Me too. Absolutely. She's honest.
I kid you not. I would swipe the hell out of her.
I'd
and then
her
what would you do?
Pooping picture.
I haven't gotten to the bottom of that with you. You any girl on girl action?
In the past? So I had a Tinder incident, which.
Ooh, a Tinder incident.
I had a Tinder incident where I accidentally went on a date with a girl.
Wait a minute. How did you get all the way to the date? I'm sorry, Sarah.
Yes,
oh, she's
this
into
smile.
This. Look, she's like. And then what happened?
See, I was going to save this one for my own podcast, but I will give you the deets. Okay, so this is what happened. I was swiping in Tinder, and there was a profile that had this girl and this guy multiple times.
Okay.
And I assumed that it was the guy. I don't know why I didn't think into it, or that
or
they were, or yeah, or that they
Looking
were polyamorous.
Oh,
so
right.
I was like,
were
oh,
you into that?
I was like, whatever. It was during my sexual rumspringa after my divorce, so I was kind of into everything.
Mm.
But so what happened was I was like, okay, so I'm starting to have this conversation, and the conversation didn't seem super girly, if that makes sense. It seemed like I'm going to go on a date with this guy. So we exchanged numbers. I think I'm meeting up with this guy, and I bring this guy macaroons.
This sounds really suspect.
I show up.
You didn't text a lot?
We did.
What was her name, Sam?
No, it was like a very different name where you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know if it was a guy or a girl. It was very ethnic. So it was very ethnic.
Right.
I can't remember, but it was very ethnic. Anyway, I show up to the date. It's a girl. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I'm down. You know, and at this point, I know. I'm like, I'm all in at this point. Look, I brought you macaroons.
Experiment.
You gotta come up a little bit.
I know, like, believe me.
I was all in. And then she did the emergency phone call on me.
What?
She did?
He fucking did the emergency phone call.
She came back from the bathroom. I have to go. It's an emergency.
She had already told me that she lived 3 blocks away.
What?
And then
I left my bathtub running.
She lived 3 blocks away. And that her fucking roommate. So we ordered food, had a drink.
Excuse me, bitch.
Macaroons from La Duray just sitting there. Okay, those are expensive, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but macaroons are like $3.50 a pop. And I brought her ass like $8.
Oh my God.
So I was in the hole.
Right.
Right. Okay. So then she fucking left because her roommate locked herself out. I'm like, the roommate locked out. I'm like, bitch, you told me you lived 3 blocks away. She could walk her ass over here and join us. It's us anyway. We're confused. We don't know what's happening. So anyway, she left me and I finished my risotto. And then I went to my friend's house and cried on her couch because I'm like, I could be a good girlfriend. And my friend's like, you're not gay. Get over it. And I was like, I know, but I just feel like I was really genuine. And
didn't you want to get to the bottom of why?
Like, why would you do that to me? Like, I brought you macaroon. Maybe she knew
I wasn't gay. I wanted to know like why people ghost me
know.
Or always why they never call me back for dates.
Yeah, I mean,
I always want to know.
Like
that.
I hung up on that guy on FaceTime and he never called me back. I'm like, do you want to know?
On him. No, he doesn't. He doesn't give a shit. He's on to the next one, just like she was.
Oh,
and the bitch took the macaroons.
What? Oh fuck no. If you're watching and you that bitch, you owe us some macaroons.
I want
$34.50.
Yeah, and it better be from La Duray because everything else is a fucking knockoff.
That's right.
Oh my God.
I would be somebody's good. Like, I would be a good girlfriend.
Yeah, you would.
I just need you to believe that I would be
I would
be dedicated.
You better get it in quick before this next kid.
No, I'm gonna. We're committed. I love him. He's good. The D is great.
A three-way.
But I'm.
Well, we're open. We're open. Yeah.
Discuss.
Now you're back in, huh? You're back into the conversation.
It's hard to, Sarah, okay, like, just come
please
on
let
over.
Me know how you sell it to Jeff. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, no problem. Dan is so monogamous. Otherwise, I'd be like, please, I want to be down.
Yeah.
Maybe in a few more years, he'll, like, loosen up and he'll want to, like, have a threesome.
It's the only thing I've never done. I mean, it's not the only, wait, let me circle back. It's not the only thing I haven't done, but, like, sexually, it's something I haven't done, and I am curious about it.
I think you should try it.
I think I should try it, too, but, and I think he would be fine with it. It's being in this position and trying to find someone
who
would be very
quiet,
who wouldn't be out there telling my business, and who wouldn't want, like, somehow wouldn't ruin my
relationship.
They gotta
leave that to us to tell, right?
Yeah.
You gotta come over here and tell it.
Y'all, I'm thinking about this. I'm considering.
Yeah.
And how do you find your third person?
That sounds like me.
Like, seriously, how do you find your third person?
You gotta find a celebrity. Someone that also is, like, somewhat high profile. So then they won't. Well, I don't know. That doesn't always
work either.
You
pitching yourself again, huh?
Come on over, Sarah.
Somebody that wears a beret in the snow.
And 2% black.
Right.
Don't you forget.
Don't forget that.
Last Tinder profile, and we're out of here. Matthew is 23. About Matthew, he says, when you say jump, I'll say how high. And when you say 3 feet, I'll reply, that's too high. I only have a 34-inch vertical. So really what I'm saying is I hope you're willing to settle for 2 inches less than you were expecting.
Matthew just confused the shit out of me, but I like him.
Yeah. Matthew, we love you.
Two inches less.
I think
I'm
he's basically
left.
Telling you to get ready for a smaller penis.
Yeah.
Follow Dani Starr and listen to her every morning on 93.9 WKYS.
Thank
You're
you
amazing.
For coming, Dani.
At
awesome.
I am Dani Starr. That's all my socials.
Are you back on everything, by the way?
I reactivated myself. I needed a break.
I know.
But I'm back. Thank you.
Paul, where can people follow
you?
Hey,
at Paul Wharton Style on Instagram and Paul Wharton on Twitter. PaulWhartonStyle.com and PaulWhartonBeauty.com.
You guys are amazing. Be sure to share the Facebook link. Share it with a friend who, of course, loves Dani, loves the podcast. We'll see you guys again. Hopefully, Dani will be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
More to come.
That's so much fun.
Yes. So
bye, guys.
Fun. Bye,
love
guys.
You, babe. I'm going to Katy Perry you.
Yes.
It's the place to be. The only place for me. Feeling that DC love. I got that DC love. I'm so happy that it's mine. Love is so divine. I'm feeling that DC love. I got that DC love, yeah.
Love DC? DC loves you back with DC Love Scratchers from the DC Lottery, featuring cash prizes of over $1 million. Now that's a lot of love.
It's my celebration, my DC revelation. Feeling that DC love. We got the DC love.
Play the latest DC Love Scratcher, celebrating St. Patrick's Day, only from the DC Lottery. It's fun to play. Available where DC Lottery tickets are sold.